Medical Net. Are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Please call K2VAR. Okay, nothing heard. Again, good evening, everyone. This is Gordon W2TTK. And this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association testing net. Net is run weekly on a frequency of 146.5 MHz. 2-meter repeater of Venture Crew 7373 Amateur Radio Club. Repeater uses the PL of 151.4.1514. All stations are welcome to participate. Purpose of this net is to have conversation about amateur radio, electronics, computers, telecommunications, natural sciences that underlie our wonderful hobby. Our operational experiences, and of course, this is an opportunity to do for sale to offer one day to listen. You can do any of those things and all of those things if you so desire. So, with no further ado, stations and call signs begin with the letter Alpha. Please call KTBAR.
From Lima Zero Yankee, good evening.
Good evening. Okay, although you didn't make it that time, I don't know what's going on, but okie doke, we'll come back to you. Any other Alphas? Okay, how about Kilos?
K2BAR. This is Kilo Delta 2, Bravo Kilo Delta, Bob in Park Ridge, with, I guess, a suggestion.
Okay, we'll call that a comment. Gotcha, Bob. Any other Kilos? All right. How about November? Okay, nothing heard. How about Whiskey?
K2BAR, this Whiskey Alpha 2, India Sierra Echo, Bob here.
Welcome, Bob. Probably doing a reprise on your smart switch. I have some questions about that along the way. Anybody else with a Whiskey call? Okay, anybody with any call sign or on the echo list, Kilo Delta 2, Bravo Kilo Delta Dash Lima. Please call K2BAR. Alrighty, well, welcome aboard, everybody. Bob, KD2BKD, you go first.
Okay, this is KD2BKD. I have been making some antennas, and I like making antennas, but I have always had to... I use my SWR meter here, but an antenna analyzer is much more fun to use, and I have borrowed WI2Ws several times, which I forget which one it is, but it's fairly expensive, about $700 analyzer. So let me drop it a minute. So I heard that from WA2UMP that he bought a kit, an FA-VA5 kit. It's actually from Germany. It was designed by DG5MK, I believe it is. Yeah, that's it. And so I bought the kit. There's a waiting list for the kit, and quite a nice little kit. Took about less than 2 hours to put together. Some soldering of connectors, switches, display, USB daughter board onto a motherboard. I've been playing around with it. It looks really good. I've checked all my antennas. I have data from that I took pictures of from... Steve's spectrum analyzer and comparing it, and it is extremely similar. It's very, very similar to Steve's, much more expensive. So basically the spectrum the antenna analyzer kit was under $200, but by the time I bought the case for it, some N-type connectors and SMA, I bought the 600 megahertz, up to 600 megahertz calibration pieces, which they give you the data on all those pieces as they tested it. And so it came out, by the time you get the exchange rate and the shipping and everything, $250. It's a beautiful, nice little antenna analyzer. Looks real good, and it matches pretty, very, very well up to a $700 analyzer. And I've been going around checking.
That sounds like great fun. That sounds like absolutely great fun. So you like that analyzer, huh?
Yeah, for the price, it's nice and small. You can actually have a computer and plug it into the USB port, and the computer will actually take it and put graphs on the computer if you want, but it's also a nice little separate little display on it. And it doesn't have certain functions. Maybe it does. I just didn't figure out how to do it, but you can't save the data on the unit itself. But I got a phone. I got a camera. I can take a picture of it. That's what I did with Steve's. I took a picture of it, so, and I did it. I compared it to the two-meter loop I made, and it's like right there. It's doing the same, giving me the same numbers across the spectrum, same graphs. So for the price, if somebody wants an antenna analyzer, $250, you got the whole kit, and spend less than 2 hours soldering it together. It looks real good to me.
Yeah, that's super. Nice and neat, ready to go. Can't argue with success, as they say. Alrighty. Anybody have any comments for Bob on this analyzer? And Bob, when you get back to it, would you let us know of any any website that we can use to order it?
I'll put that to the Yahoo group. If you just look up FA-BA5, I actually ordered it through England as, let's see, what do they call it? Funk Amateur or Funk Radio, I think, but that site has been down for months, so that's why I went to the British site, and it's also in the English language as opposed to the German language, where the Funk Radio is in German. So you could look it up, FA-VA5, but I will put it out to the Yahoo group.
Okay, very good. That's excellent. Anybody have any comments for Bob?
NJ2BS, repeat.
Okay, so very good. Anything else, Bob, you want to report on?
Well, doing some, using the analyzer, looking at your basic HT antenna that comes with an HT, most of them seem to be very, very terrible. Years ago, I looked up when I bought my first HT. What's a really good antenna? And I believe it's the Diamond RH77CA, which is the BNC version of that. I put that on the analyzer. Oh, that antenna is designed very well for 2 meters and 440. So for an extra 20 or 25 bucks. You're going to get much better contact than with the little rubber duckies that come on the other. And this analyzer said that that's exactly true. So that's my only comment. KD2BKD, back to net.
That's amazing. That is absolutely amazing. Well, that's good to know. That is absolutely good to know. Alrighty. Well, Funk Radio. $250 is about as good as the $700 one. Can't make that up. Alrighty. Let's move on to the other Bob, for the H-Y-S-T. I did just want to ask you a question about your little project. By any chance, they wanted to charge me 12 euros two little tabs of metal. I don't think so. So we'll just get out of that. Anyway, so Bob, I'm just curious, is it possible to use, or to access the VLAN 2 on any of the ports, any of the wired ports on that device once you do that?
Oh, K2BAR, WA2IC, I took a look and I suppose it might be possible, but it's not obvious to me as how to get tagged information to go over to Wi-Fi channel. I didn't see anything indicating how to preserve tags over to Wi-Fi connections, so I suspect not, but somebody with more knowledge might be able to figure it out. Over.
Okay, what about the wired connections? Can I connect, let's say, three DTD devices through this switch on Ethernet ports and have them communicate DTD properly?
Oh yeah, I've done that and it works fine. Yeah, it's VLAN 2, if I remember rightly, and I got two D2T ports, and basically I've got my nodes more or less daisy-chained through various smart switches and whatnot, so that works fine.
Yeah, I think the real test is if you can get a third one, a third port to find to support DTD. Okay, that sounds great. That sounds super. So instead of having to go out and buy a $30 or $50 switch, you can repurpose an old Linksys and, for your trouble, get essentially a Wi-Fi access point, DTD connectivity, and maybe even a WAN connectivity if you have internet port. So that would be very, very good. So theoretically, you can have users on Wi-Fi, you could have users or devices on the four regular ports, and question, what happens to the WAN port? Does the WAN port, is that something that, the main port of your Linksys router switch, at that point, can you set that up to be your internet connectivity?
Yes, Gordon. I have that pretty much that exact scenario happening as we speak. Basically, there's on OpenWRT, there's like a switch web page, and you either put things either off or untagged or tagged. There's the five ports, and then there's the CPU port, and so I only have the CPU asserted as being untagged on the LAN, but off on the WAN, W-A-N, and off on the D2D. Better not turn it off on the LAN, or else you'll never be able to get at the web GUI again. So don't ask how I know that. Anyway, but as it is, like the WAN is the ubiquity nodes WAN. Over.
Splendid. Okay, very good. Anybody have any questions for Bob? Harry, not a problem. Bob, you want to add any more?
I created a web page describing all this stuff. Either you can access it on my Arden node web pages, or else you go to www.wa2ic.com and I'll look for it there. Over.
Oh, very good. Okay. Anybody have anybody else have any questions for Bob? Okay. That sounds super, Bob. It's just at wa2ic.com. Just look for the whole switch discussion. It's also available on the Arden Mesh side too, on one of your nodes. So that's great. All righty. Anything else from anybody? Well, I'm going to scoot off a little bit. My wife is pinging me to come fetch her, so I didn't want to move while we're having a good net. That's Alpha 73 to everyone. Thank you for participating. Look for the contact group. That's Charlie Oscar Mike, Tango Echo Charlie Hotel, Alpha Romeo Oscar Uniform Papa, Yahoo Group. Contact group is the Yahoo Group name. And Bob will be posting stuff there, WKD2BKD. And it's all good. And Bob, WAQISC, you might want to post stuff there to point to your website. I think that'd probably be the most efficient. And you can certainly do that. So 73 all is KQBARW2, TDD9, 73.
NJ2BS, repeat. Use PL 151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. W2UHF repeater. This is an open repeater system. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. W2UHF repeater. This is an open repeater system. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. NJ2BS repeat. W2UHF repeater. This is an open repeater system. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
We end to AIV and 2GD1. You're about 3% into it. I hear you.
All right, better now?
Yep, I copy that.
My question was, did you help them out at the field day?
Negative. Went there about 2 o'clock for a couple hours. Check out one problem that they had with a generator, but that was it. Looked like poor attendance and, rest is offline.
Got it. Oh, well. What else? Nothing over here. Stayed in today. Went over to work yesterday and picked up my, one of my checks. And, that's about it.
Yeah, well, okay on that. Yeah, they do have a good day for it, everybody. Beautiful in the Mamaroneck. A little on the windy side, but no humidity, no bugs, no nothing. You have a little wind that keeps the bugs down. They can't fly straight high.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It was beautiful all over here. Really nice. I was outside for a little bit there. Well, that's good. Hope the weather holds up for them the remainder of tomorrow.
Yeah, it should. I got that fire department function tomorrow, so I got to set up a PA system there. Supposed to go to a car show up in Somers, but Ronnie's going to go to that. I was going to take a ride up in the morning, but it's just too much. Time I get the dog and all that stuff squared away, it's already 10 o'clock. And I got to meet them up there around 11. So, anyway... Yeah, it's supposed to be another nice day tomorrow again. So that's about it here. What else is going on? Nothing else going on. Pretty quiet. Didn't even turn HF radio on today. See if anything was out there. Maybe tomorrow morning I'll poke around and the kneecap is ready for a replacement or something or other. I don't know. One more thing I'm going to try. And it's illegal today, but anyway... Either that or start drinking some hard liquor, one or the other. But, he was acting up today, so that's one reason why I didn't go. Until I, just wanted to show up and say hi. A lot of new people, that's good. And half of the crew was the older people. But I've seen a crowd of her when the overnight people come.
had problems with a couple of radio, or at least one radio. They kind of blew it up, so that wasn't a happy scene. N2 GDY.
they kind of blew it up. Yeah, that's not good. Especially all the accolades that Stan gives, all that equipment being so expensive and everything. Just push it tomorrow. That's not the wet down, right?
Yeah, that's a copy. It's a wet down.
Is that open to anybody?
No, I'm confused with this. Normally it's a yes. Hook and Ladder's running this. And the way I'm reading the flyer, it says family and friends. That's not a wet down. Usually it's open to the public, so that's the last I knew about it. But it's kind of weird set up there. But so I don't have a good answer on that until tomorrow. I will have to ask somebody down there. Just the flyer is really weird. It's a normal yes, open to the public. But I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard one that was by invitation. When do they have it?
Well, it's between 2 and 5 tomorrow. They'll set up. They're going to start at 10 o'clock, but I don't need to be there. I'm not handling chairs and tables and all that. Actually, the master school is handling it, so they're pretty much getting set up there. Used to be an all-girls school, but now it's a co-ed. It's going to be up there. It's very weird. When a hook and ladder runs things, it's just weird operations.
Yeah, roger that. Thinking about getting out of the area here a little bit, but whatever. All right, I tuned the bands. I'm not hearing a whole lot of anything. I'm hearing a lot of Q-shows just like every other day. Nobody's looking for cues, even though it's not a cue test. All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Yeah, either that or roll the wire out the window a little bit. Do a part vertical. You pull it in at night like you were fishing. Yeah, sorry I don't have a better answer for you. And I don't have my phone down here. But usually where they do these wet downs there in front of the firehouse, and that and everybody's passing by and on the street and all that. All righty, no problem. Good into the machine the way you are set up right now, so that's good. When you upped the power on the D-Star, it was okay, but at first you were just bits and bytes. Back to you for the fine.
No, I didn't change it on this star. I went in from the beginning on high power. This one, I thought, because of the way it comes back, that I would I'd be able to get away with low power, but apparently not. No big deal. I told you that I got the AIZ license. Tried to get it laminated, but the lamination machine was down. I think I'm going to try Staples tomorrow if they're open. But I got the paperwork on what to do with the club license, and, I'll get into that. But I was more concerned about the AIC license.
NJ2BS, repeat.
N2GDY. Yeah, okay, good, great. So you were able to print out an official copy, good. Excellent. Yeah, he'll straighten out the club license there. No big deal. Just gotta get the other signature. And maybe, let's see, anything going on Monday? Maybe Monday I'll take a ride over. I'll treat you to Kinchley's or something. Then tennis switch over there for you. You could, swap whatever you want to swap. Found one cleaning up down here, still producing cleaning here. What else? There's another package upstairs. But okay, that sounds cool. Well, that could be available Monday. What is this? The end of the week. Okay, yeah. There's nothing going on Monday this week. And Tuesday next. next week, July. We're at the end of the month. I even lost track of what month it is, what day it is. And 2GDY.
Yeah, okay. The only thing I might do Monday is get it over to unemployment in Havistraw. Somebody told me about something that I want to go ahead and get the word from them directly rather than asking everybody, but whatever. We'll talk before then. 2GDYWN2AAZ. Talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, well, it would be after 12 anyway, Monday. But we'll talk to you tomorrow, and if it's a difference between laid off and queued, that might be the question. And Q is no, and layoff is yes. So, but okay, check it out. Into GDY, get it right from the horse's mouth.
What do you mean? That's their code?
Well, if you quit, you can't get compensation. I don't think. If you are laid off, you can.
Well, I had my friend there, Mike DeGreek, he had a family person that got laid off, but there was a whole bunch of, not got laid off, he got fired, he got terminated. And he went to unemployment and pleaded his case about all these different reasons why it happened, and they granted it to him. So, I don't know. Like you said, get it from the horse's mouth.
I'll be out there. All kinds of new rules and regulations. Way past my time back in the day. I only used them once. That was in between jobs. And that was 37 years ago. So, there you go. Alrighty. We'll talk later on that. And check it out. But I'll probably hit you up tomorrow on the radio. This is N2GDY.
Do you know what, with your camera, with your phone, get a decent shot of that bar in the bathroom for me to look at, because that little shot in the internet, I got an idea, but if you could do that, let me know.
Yeah, your auspicious didn't come out good? Alright, I took it, parallel to the top and straight on to the top. Something but a big giant C-clamp goes over the top, and there's that big black knob or blue knob, whatever color it was, tightens down and closes the jaws against the tub. That handle stands up about 3 feet, so you got something to hang on to.
So it works as why you're standing in the tub and why you're getting out into the bathroom.
That's kind of correct. It's mostly to help you get over the edge. You know, you got something to hold on to. That's what that's there for. You place it loosely so you get the idea where you want it, and then you tighten it down and you leave it. As long I think your tub is porcelain. If it's plastic, I don't think it's plastic. Yours was porcelain. You're an older house there, so it should be just fine.
WN2AZ, yes, definitely. I spoke to the landlord about permission, and there was no problem, and then I was hoping that he'd offer to do it, he didn't, so, no problem. I'll take care of it. Alright. I'll speak to you now. I didn't know you took the pictures. I thought you gloved them off the, over the air on the internet. Well, maybe I didn't blow them up or whatever. It doesn't matter. Alright, I'll catch you later. WN2AAZ clear.
That's what I have here for my sister. Because, she had something to hold on to. And now that I got older, I didn't take it out. I left it there, so I use it. Alrighty, later on. N2GDY.
Well, I already took a swan dive, so I got my warning. WN2AZ.
Yeah, you said. Once is enough.
NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
W2UHS repeater. This is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
W2UHS repeater. This is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.